This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. The head of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce tells American visitors in Barbados not to panic and start leaving the island in large numbers as the U.S. recalls its citizens across the globe. At the same time, President Trisha Tanis calls on government to urgently address the backlog of COVID-19 test results. Reports of nurses again off the job. Workers at the National Assistance Board say their fears of contracting COVID-19 are being ignored by management, and the Alliance to End Homelessness says it will be charging government a fee for use of its shelter from this month. Good afternoon, I'm Keith Goddard. The details to the news just ahead.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
We see you, 2021.
Now it's time for the happy new year we've been waiting for.
What are your goals this new year? Is it owning a home, land, or vehicle? How about growing your business? We've helped you through 2020, and we'll help you achieve your financial goals this new year with affordable terms, competitive rates, and our CIBC First Caribbean Client First service. Let's work together. Visit CIBCFCIB.com to learn more, or call us toll-free at 1-866-743-2257. CIBC First Caribbean terms and conditions apply.
The head of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Trisha Tanis, is telling American visitors not to panic and start leaving the island in large numbers. At the same time, Ms. Tanis wants government to urgently address the backlog of COVID-19 test results. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention has given its citizens until January 26 to return home or be faced with new restrictions. COVID-19 restrictions.
For U.S. tourists on the island, there will be a concern that they would try to beat the deadline and try to leave the island clearly before that deadline of the 26th, you know, falls upon them. That has likely, obviously, to create a lot of short-term requests for flights out and overbooking of seats, and hopefully, you know, that's not what we see here. But certainly, if we are going to have a situation where we can put systems in place to assure the American tourists on island that there's no need to panic, and we can design a system where we can certainly turn around those tests within a reasonable time to enable persons to continue to leave the island as they had originally planned or in a normal course of business, then that would be ideal.
Ms. Tanis says, too, she wants the Ministry of Health to work speedily to reduce the backlog of COVID-19 test results.
We know where we are right now as far as the backlog of tests, and we haven't heard from the government in a couple of days. I'm sure we will hear imminently as to the existing backlog and the existing prioritization protocols. We would assume that we now have to ramp those up, not only for the U.S., but for England and Canada and certainly the growing list of countries that are asking for COVID-19 tests. What is otherwise unknown is the quality of test that is being required as well. We are not quite sure yet if it's a PCR test, if rapid tests would do. They're also asking for a very interesting thing, which is the evidence of recovery from COVID. We're not quite sure what that actually entails, what that looks like.
That's President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Trisha Tanis. The reports that nurses at some health institutions are again off the job for the second time in days. Starcom Network News understands that the industrial action has hit the Winston Scott and Lee polyclinics, as well as the geriatric hospital. They say that apart from the call for the hazard pay, those at the Beccles Road Hospital have been without materials to work with. Last week, some categories of nurses downed tools over not being included in the hazard pay allowance, but were asked to return to work by the NUPW, pending a meeting with officials from the Ministry of Health. Meantime, President of the Barbados Nurses Association, Joanna Waterman, called for all nurses to receive hazard pay, but said it should go beyond COVID-19.
We also need to look at, as we go into this 24-hour system that the government is attempting to implement, nurses do night duty, which does not always facilitate a work-life balance. Nurses also do unsociable hours, bank holidays. Those are areas that need compensation and benefit. So that comes under hazard pay as well. So we need to extend what we're talking about with respect to hazard pay.
That's President of the Barbados Nurses Association, Joanna Waterman. Workers at the National Assistance Board are upset that their fears of contracting the COVID-19 virus are falling on deaf ears of management of the government-run institution. And as such, they've raised concerns with the representative of the National Union of Public Workers. Acting General Secretary Wayne Waldron confirmed that the NUPW has received numerous calls that not enough protocols appear to have been adopted by the NAB to protect the caregivers.
Their concern is at this point in time, their government is encouraging employers to employ the flexible work arrangements, minimize the contact time to interact in the workplace to promote social distancing. Why at this time they are introducing that policy? They are also saying that the other measures like working near home is important. They are concerned with the lack of communication, and they feel they are being bullied all of a sudden to work these public holidays and weekends.
Mr. Waldron told Starcom Network News that the situation needs to be addressed urgently by management of the NAB.
They are saying by now they have had a general meeting with management to assure them what are the arrangements in place to combat the spread of the coronavirus. We, the NUPW, stand ready to back these workers and protect them because they have every right to agitate and to make a stance for this situation. This nonsense must be arrested, and therefore I'll be seeking a meeting with management to best discuss this development. What are you doing to manage the COVID situation in light of the fact you have to both protect workers and caregivers and mitigating against the spread of this virus?
Well, that's the Acting General Secretary of the National Assistance Board, National Union of Public Workers, Wayne Waldron, and this is the latest from Starcom Network News.
The latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
The Human Resources Management Association of Barbados, HRMAB, wants employers to make it clear to workers how they will be paid for periods away on quarantine. President Brittany Brathwaite says it's important that employees are not given the impression that they will be penalized for being at home as a result of exposure to COVID-19.
When we are facing something like a pandemic, we do have to, of course, manage the health crisis first, put the safety of our customers and employees first, for ensuring that there's an abundance of caution extended, particularly where there are positive cases highlighted in our workplaces, how we share that information, ensure proactively that people know how they will be paid, you know, if they're exposed at work versus if they're exposed off the job, how they'll be paid for isolation periods, having that information proactively out there for your employees.
That's President of HRMAB, Brittany Brathwaite. The Alliance to End Homelessness says from this month it will be charging government for its clients referred for use of its shelter. Head of the organization, Kimar Safri, said many NGOs are facing a financial strain due to the impact of COVID-19 on the economy and have to find alternate financing options to sustain their operations. He tells Starcom Network News the shelter will not take clients directly.
There's no monies out there in that large amount. We are a big organization, so it means that we have a lot more overheads and a lot more things to do. So we are only looking at charging for the shelter, but we are not necessarily going to charge anybody for the services that we offer. And the cost is not directly to the client, but it will be directly to the government. Verdun House and a number of other organizations have been operating on this principle for years, that they charge fee-for-services for persons that go there for drug rehab when they go through psyche to Verdun. So this is nothing new. We hope it doesn't pose a problem to government or anybody because these are already allocated funds for this particular purpose.
Mr. Safri says, too, that they continue to see a rise in the number of people seeking shelter since the start of the year.
I think we've gotten close to about 10 women seeking assistance for shelter. One of the things that we're also seeing is that they're all coming with at least two children. And we find that challenging in the sense that we're getting that request for so much females. When we try to refer them, they always say, yes, they've been to welfare. Welfare tell them to look for a house. They will pay the rent. But again, it's the challenge of people not wanting to rent from welfare. They think that the money would take too long to pay as it relates to the rent. So these ladies are then left on the street and fend left and right.
Of the Alliance to End Homelessness, Kimar Safri. A recap of the headlines. The head of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce tells American visitors in Barbados not to panic and start leaving the island in large numbers as the U.S. recalls its citizens across the globe. At the same time, President Trisha Tanis calls on government to urgently address the backlog of COVID-19 test results. Reports of nurses again are off the job. Workers at the National Assistance Board say they fear contracting the COVID-19 virus and are being ignored by management. And the Alliance to End Homelessness says it will be charging government a fee for use of its shelter from this month. The top stories in the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Keith Goddard. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp admin to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.